You are listening to Weight Loss for Lawyers, episode 11. Hi, I'm Kathy. Welcome to the Weight Loss for Lawyers podcast, where you'll get common sense strategies for weight loss that are doable for you, even with your busy legal career. I'll also help you learn how to harness the power of your lawyer brain and use it to reach your weight loss goals. Weight loss can be simpler, easier, and less time-consuming for you than you think. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time without diets, deprivation, or turning your whole life upside down, then this is the podcast for you. Let's go. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm Kathy Bedward, your host. Here's an update on my ankle. My ankle is healing. Here's your public service announcement for today. Last week's public service announcement was pay attention to your body. Don't stand up without making sure your feet are awake. But your public service announcement for today is your body is designed to heal itself, just like mine is. My ankle wants to heal. It wants to get back to normal. Your body wants to get to its ideal weight. Think about all the ways in which your body is designed to heal. If you get a cut, the blood cells rush to the surface to clot it, and all kinds of processes happen in your body to heal itself. Your body's continually recreating itself. So use that to your advantage. And that's why Trust the Journey is all about connecting with your body, trusting your body, building a relationship of trust with your body. Your body does want to heal and it wants to get to its optimal state. So we learn how to work with it. Okay, I want to remind you about my workshop on May 4th, which is going to have in-person options and online options. It is Saturday, May 4th from 12 to 2 p.m. Spring into aligned action, powerful non-diet strategies for weight loss that feed your soul. If you want to lose weight in a way that feeds your soul, this workshop is for you. So if you're in person, you can be in Weatherford, Texas, where it's happening. If you cannot, because you're not in the area or you'll be out of town or for whatever reason, you can sign up and you can get the recording. It'll be available for 7 days. And for just to let you know what Indra's Grace Yoga Studio is like, because that's where this workshop is going to be, I encourage you to like head out to them if you can and go do some yoga there. They're just a wonderfully welcoming, inclusive, loving place. And they really do have yoga for any body, no matter what your age is, your experience level, your ability level. They have yoga classes for you. They also have healing sessions. They have teacher trainings. They have retreats. They've got it all. So check them out. Okay, today's episode is What to Do When You Screw Up, Part 2. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, please go back and listen to that because like I talk about in that episode, it's really important to do step one first, which is calming down your brain and your nervous system. And then, and only then, are you ready to go into step two, which is what today is about. So I'm talking about when you overeat, which remember is anytime you eat when you're not hungry or anytime you eat past enough. Let's do a specific example. Let's say that you went out to dinner and you had a plan in mind. You were going to get a salmon dish and some veggies and a glass of wine and have a few bites of dessert. And that was your plan. But you were out with friends and your friends ordered some appetizers and then you decided to eat some and then you ate some more of them and then you had your regular dinner and then you got a second glass of wine and you just ended up too full. Normally, what our brains like to do is fast track us to all of the negative feelings, the negative thoughts, the same old actions that we've taken in the past when we've done this. So chastising ourselves in our heads, yelling at ourselves, feeling frustrated and angry, and moving into, ugh, screw it, I blew it, eating. Like I might as well just eat the other stuff that I've been denying myself and restricting myself from. I'm going to like give up on my goals. I'm never going to be able to lose weight. Or I'll just like decide to start over later, maybe Monday or next week or whenever. So what we want to do is move out of that habit pattern, that thought pattern, and move into something new because we want to create something new. We want to create weight loss with ease, sustainable weight loss where we get to our ideal weight with self-love and self-compassion. And none of that, what I just talked about, was self-love or self-compassion. And last week, I helped you with step one, which was, let's get calm first. Let's calm down our brains. You need to do that so you can stop letting your habit brain run the show and get your prefrontal cortex back online. In other words, you want to stop listening to that four-year-old who's having a temper tantrum inside your head and bring the adult back into the room. And remember, I was struggling with this for years and years and years. So there's absolutely no judgment on my part if this is what you're doing. We can get you into a new thought pattern, a new habit pattern. And it's not even a problem that that's what you're doing. It's great if that's what you're recognizing what you're doing, because now you can move forward and decide to do something new. So once your brain is calmed down, the next step is you're going to take action towards your goal. So you felt your feelings, you noticed your negative thoughts, you calmed your brain down. Now you still need to decide what to do going forward, right? And what we usually do is the same thing that we've always done. For me, when I was struggling with my weight, usually it meant that when I was too full, I would just go eat even more. I think it was a way of trying to almost punish myself into feeling so full that then I would really, really never want to do that again, which never worked, by the way. And then I would go back to some sort of restriction, like back onto a diet or back onto just eating only healthy foods. So think about what it is for you. What is the thing that you always do when you feel like you've screwed up? Do you go back to restricting? Do you say, I'm going to eat keto? I'm going to do a Whole 30 starting tomorrow, next month. I'm really going to do XYZ, whatever. It's really helpful to know what is your usual habit pattern. It's not a problem because remember, our habit brain wants to keep us doing the same things over and over again. Our habit brain is all about being safe, efficient, and comfortable. And the way it knows how to do that is to keep us doing the same things over and over and over again, which not a problem. We need our habit brains to be doing some things over and over and over again. We can't possibly relearn everything every day. But if we have trained our brains to think negatively in certain situations, like when we eat certain foods, when we feel too full, that's when our brains fast track us into negative emotions. And that's what we need to rewire. Remember, if you've learned how to do that, you can also learn something new. So step one, which is what we talked about last week, is how to get out of negativity. Step two is then to take action moving forward. So once you get out of negativity, you then have space for a new perspective or a mindset shift. You have room to access your wisdom, your knowledge, your intuition, now that you've calmed your brain down. And this is where you exercise your freedom to choose your response in this situation. So no matter what's going on around you, this is such a key in my weight loss coaching program. No matter what's going on around you, you have the power to choose your response and to create your own reality going forward. No matter what someone else is doing, no matter what situation is unfolding in your life, you have the power to choose your own response and to create your own reality. So what do? If you've gone out to eat and you have overeaten and you are too full, the first thing that you want to do is not ignore it. So don't just think, oh, I'll brush it off. You know, when I was growing up playing sports, if you made a mistake on the softball field, you're supposed to just brush it off and like the new play is coming. But you don't want to just ignore it like it didn't happen, because when we do that, we can't learn from it. The difference between the softball field and this is in the softball game, the next play is coming right then. And you don't want to be thinking about what you did wrong on the last play or beating yourself up about it, because then you are not there ready to make the right move on the next play. With regard to your weight loss, the thing is, in softball, what you would do later after the game is review what happened. What could I have done better? How could I have handled that play better? You want to, as soon as you notice what's going on in this situation with eating, you want to then be like, okay, this is where I review it and do something different. You're not in a game with a clock ticking. So as soon as you notice, that's where you want to take action. Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is not ignore that you've overeaten. The second thing you're going to do is don't think this is a problem. Don't think, I always do this. I always sabotage myself. I can't be trusted to go out to eat to restaurants. I can't be trusted to eat with friends. I can't pay attention when I'm eating with other people. I know all of that stuff is really normal. Don't think that this is a problem, because this is actually where the magic of sustainable weight loss happens. This is where you got down to what is actually wrong. So you're not broken. The third thing that you're going to do is you're going to evaluate your overeat, but you're going to evaluate it like a scientist, not like a judge. So you want to look at what happened at that meal, but you also want to look at what happened that day, not just at that meal. How were you treating yourself that day? Did you eat enough during the day? Or did you ignore your hunger? Or did you try intentionally to not eat during the day because you knew you were going out and you're trying to save calories or something for the restaurant dinner? Did you drink enough water that day? Did you eat enough protein at your other meals? During the day, did you eat slowly and pay attention to your food, to the experience of eating? And what about your internal dialogue? What were you saying to yourself all day? What were you saying to yourself at the restaurant? What were you saying to yourself once you started eating the appetizers when you hadn't planned on eating them? What were you saying to yourself after you ate the appetizers? What were you saying to yourself after you got home? And how were you feeling during all of that? How are you feeling throughout your day? How are you feeling at the restaurant? How are you feeling after you got home? And you could even look at all of this for longer than the day. You know, last week, I was really beating myself up about injuring myself during a lot of the week. And that adds up. When we have a track of beating ourselves up running pretty continuously in our brain, that affects what we're doing in the moment, even if we don't realize that that's what we're telling ourselves in our brain. So you want to examine all of that with the objectivity of a scientist, not with the harshness of a judge. A great way to do this is journaling. Get it down on paper. Don't try to organize it all in your head. I still do this, but it is so much more effective to write it down in black and white and ask all of these questions with love and curiosity for yourself, as if you're helping a friend work through an issue. So let's say a friend called you, and nobody calls anybody anymore, right? So if your phone actually rang and it was a friend that you cared about calling you, you'd answer it and be like, what is up? And that person that you care about, you would treat them with love and compassion and care about what was going on with them. What's going wrong? What can I help you with? Can I listen? Treat yourself with that same care and love and compassion. We have been taught to come down hard on ourselves when we screw up, to shame ourselves. We have loops running through our head like, you should be ashamed of yourself. Probably something we were told as a kid. You need to be better. You need to do a better job. You're not doing a good enough job. And in weight loss, those thoughts are never going to lead you to getting to your goal weight with ease. We're all conditioned by the world, by our families, even if they were well-intentioned. We're conditioned to think in certain ways, like we need to accomplish things. We need to be productive. We need to be efficient. This is especially heightened for us as lawyers. We have been trained not only to track every minute of our time when we're working, but you had sure better be accomplishing something in the most efficient manner for every single one of those minutes. back in school, we were the people who wanted to get all A's. And we're now still trying to get all A's in life. It is a lot of pressure that we are putting on ourselves. When you have that app running in the background of your mind all day long, and sometimes even after we go to bed when we're lying in bed, when you have that app running in your background and you combine that with how we've developed a way of soothing ourselves with food, that is going to lead to gaining weight and being at a weight that you don't want to be at. What I'm here to tell you is that the solution to that is not to do keto, to do a Whole 30, to do a 75 hard. And I know how much those appeal to you with your perfectionistic attorney brain. I get it. My brain is the same way. But that's not going to solve the problem because it's not addressing the underlying issue. So try this approach this week. You want a new result in your life, right? So try something new. Recapping, you're going to use last week's episode to get out of negativity, to get out of the negative thought loops, the negative habit patterns, and calm your brain down. And then you're going to take this week's episode and you're going to evaluate your overeating situations like a scientist, not like a judge, with love, compassion, and care for yourself, like you are your best friend. You're going to create space for new perspectives, new mindset shifts. You're going to access your own personal wisdom and intuition. I want to know how this goes for you, and I am here to support you in your journey. So reach out to me. I can help you with any aspect of this that you're struggling with. And remember, go sign up for the workshop on May 4th. And if you know right now that you want something more than a workshop, then book a free 60-minute call with me. Get some personalized attention with me. We will talk for an hour about what's going on with you individually, and we can get you rocketing towards your goal weight. Okay, that is it for today. If you are loving the podcast, I would love it if you would rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. A shout out to Jackie, who reviewed the podcast and said, "The podcast to listen to for lawyers who want a healthier and happy life." That was the whole review. Very concise and to the point. Spoken like a true lawyer. All right. If you leave a review, take a screenshot of it, send me an email at Kathy@KathyBedward.com. On May 1st, I'm raffling off a pair of brand new AirPods to one lucky listener who reviewed the podcast, sent me a screenshot, and I'll be doing a raffle for that. And you're running out of time, so get your reviews in. They will help people find the podcast, and it will help more people start losing weight with love and compassion instead of diets and deprivation. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you next week.